welcome to yet another edition of Rohat Moo here on the Worst Collection Ever feed. Rohat Moo, of course, stands for Random Official Handbook of the Marvel Universe, and that is the deluxe edition coming out of this giant omnibus that collects all these books together. And I am very proud to have this because I love this sort of stuff. Anyways, I'm Sean, as you very much know, if you listen to the show. And we're doing another one of these this week because things are still kind of chaotic. So we're trying to fill some time here. And if that's the case, you know, hopefully you guys are digging this. And, of course, please let me know at worstcollectionever@gmail.com or find us on Facebook or, you know, email or tweet us. You can find us on Twitter at Angry Hero Sean and Jen's at Jen Stansfield. So you can let us know if you dig this because I like doing these and hopefully you guys like them too. So what I'll do is I'm going to go ahead and open up to another random page in this book as it is per my rules. I've kind of actually broken those rules, where if it's on the right side of the page, I'll take whatever's on the right side of the page. But, you know, if there's nothing on the right side of the page, then I just pick again. But I didn't do that. I haven't been doing that. I just pick opening it up and just being like, oh, okay, here's what it is. So I'll just do that way because it's a lot easier for me and for all you listening out there. But let's get to it. Let's do this in 3, 2, 1. Ooh, I was right. It was a C. And we are looking at The Contemplator. The Contemplator, who is a, well, I don't know what the hell he is. You know, not really a, oh, you know what he is? He's an elder of the universe. That's right. I knew he was connected to something, but there's not a lot here to go by. But he's an elder, one of the elders of the universe, who I believe they're all dead. Not in this book at this time, but I feel like somebody off them all. So let's jump into this, shall we? So the pictures here, we only got, it's only on one page. And the Contemplator is a squat dude with a gunt. And he is standing there doing a namaste pose. And he looks like a bald Uncle Fester. And he's wearing a shawl around his neck, and he's got wrist gauntlets for some reason, and he is contemplating, because he is the Contemplator. And then beneath that, we have another picture of him apparently doing some contemplating in action, where he looks like he's some sort of gold contraption, and he actually has a bit more of an ornate outfit here, because, you know, per the picture above, he's just kind of wearing... wearing like a shawl around his neck, but in the picture below, he is dressed up in some sort of outfit and the shawl, and he looks slimmer, and he only has one wrist guard for some reason, but he's in this contraption, and to the right of him is his astral form, and it is flying towards us. So that's what the Contemplator does. He contemplates, and he does have a shoot name. It is Toth Ki. Occupation, philosopher. I wonder what that pays. His existence is not generally known to the populace of Earth. No, of course, we know he is. It's Uncle Fester. It's Jackie Collins. Other aliases include Mr. Buddha, B-U-D-A, Buddha, Mr. Buddha, Buddha. His place of self-awareness, so I guess this works as his hometown. Place of self-awareness is the Coal Sack Nebula. Marital status, single. Known relatives, none. Group affiliation, one of the elders of the universe. Base of operations, the universe. And his first appearance was in Marvel Treasury Special number 1. That sounds like a random book to be a part of. But I know there's a, if you actually can check it out, there's a podcast called Treasury Cast that covers this. It covers also the DC ones, but you probably might want to check that out if you want to know more about the Contemplator and his exploits. At least as far as his origin goes. Like all of the elders of the universe, the origin of the Contemplator is lost in antiquity. What is known is that he is one of the oldest living beings in the universe, having been a member of one of the first of the universe's races to become sentient in the wake of the Big Bang. Virtually immortal, the Contemplator... We do a lot of immortal dudes on this version of the show. The Contemplator has spent his eons-long life in meditation, developing the powers of his mind and spirit and using them to plumb the mysteries of the universe. He is now as in tune with the forces of the cosmos as a physical being can be. He believes his every action is dictated by the desires of the cosmos itself, essentially a benevolent being. The contemplator sometimes intervenes in the lives of worthy lesser beings to show them the way of greater enlightenment. Most of his time, however, is spent in meditation, contemplating the infinite wonders of the universe in which he is intimate. So him and the universe out there going on dates, getting a third base together. That's what he does with the universe. He tongues the universe, and he meditates, and he contemplates. He doesn't do a whole... Actually, he's kind of jack shit as far as... I mean, just a dude just sitting around. And he qualified enough to have his own entry into this book. So good for him. Height, 5 foot. Weight, 100 pounds. That's debatable. I mean, granted, though, he is 5 foot. So, I mean... I guess 100 pounds is accurate. Although judging from his gut, he might be 200 pounds. I'm just saying. Eyes blue, hair bald, strength level unknown. Presumably the contemplator can channel some of his mental energies into feats of strength. I'd like to see that. Okay, let's go through his known superhuman powers because, well, we could just talk about it. The contemplator has complete mastery over his physical form and a high degree of sensitivity and understanding of the fundamental forces of the universe itself. So he knows why we're here. Just saying. The contemplator can control all of his body's involuntary responses, heartbeat, respiratory, nerve ending responses, perspiration, and farting, as well as all of his body's natural functions and needs. Further, he can perform great feats of physical coordination and agility simply by trying. And Homer Simpson always said, never try. As a pacifist, he seldom has any need for physical strength or battle skills, yet if he so desired, he could channel his energies into such physical acts with surprising effectiveness. That's right, don't fuck with this guy. He will karate chop you and then tongue the universe in front of you. In his meditations, he has unlocked vast mental powers latent within his mind. He possesses a gamut of psi abilities, telekinesis, telepathy, psychokinesis, precognition, astral projection, teleportation, and levitation. Though he favors the less rudimentary mental disciplines. Though through meditation, the contemplator can expand his field of awareness to near infinite parameters. This is popular being called cosmic consciousness or becoming one with the universe. Or cosmic awareness, I guess you would call that. That's what what's-his-face has, Captain Marvel? Yeah, I'll call it cosmic awareness. By such universal attunement, he can probe the many phenomena that comprise reality and learn whatever he wishes. By universal attunement, he has learned the existence of alternate universes, and he can use his cerebral powers to either transport himself to one or to partially phase into another universe, making himself intangible and partially invisible. So if you wanted to check out, you know, like locker rooms and stuff, or if you wanted to check out concerts in the other universes, you could do so by kind of partially phasing into them and just checking them out. And maybe you could partially be in one universe and then be in another universe at the same time telling you how that concert is. Or maybe, like, you know, he could be broadcasting. Maybe he has a smartphone that could broadcast across alternate universes. I'm just saying. Maybe that's true. I'm reaching here because there's not a lot to go on by this guy. But that is a contemplator. This is going to be a short one. I'm losing my voice. And that's going to be it for this. Thanks for listening, folks. Yeah, thanks for listening to Rohatmu, the random official handbook of the Marvel Universe. I like doing these. And hopefully you guys dig them, too. Let me know on Twitter and Instagram at AngryHeroSean. Or you can find Jen at Jen Stansfield. You can email us at worstcollectionever@gmail.com, and you of course can find us on Facebook. Just look up Worst Collection Ever, and also find me on YouTube at AngryHero79. That's where I put videos up, so you can check those out as well. So once again, folks, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.